Jim, this is exciting. He's an Australian comedian.
No, I'm not happy about it. I'm not happy. You know my one rule. You've broken it. I'm upset.
Radio and, of course, television host and host of The Cube on Win, an edge of your seat game show where teams of two contestants put their skill, nerve, agility and ability to the ultimate test for the chance to win $250K. Please welcome host of the new show, Why It's Only, Mr. Andy Lee. Andy, welcome.
Jimmy, Nate, how are you? Were you guys reading that or did you make that up? Because that sounded really good.
Yeah, completely off the cuff.
mate, that's all producer Grace. We just read whatever she puts in front of us.
Grace, the real star. We understand it. We had the same kind of thing. Our producers were doing a lot of work, but Hamish and I tried to claim the credit at all times.
Yeah, mate, this is just an excuse. Nathan and I hung out before radio. We just keep hanging out and get other people to do the work.
Yeah.
I don't know why they're paying us. I don't know how we're still here, but hey, I'm not going to question it.
Radio is life, Andy. You know that, mate. You can't get away. Andy, this is exciting. I mean, let's talk about The Cube, the show. Tell us all about it. I mean, how did you get involved in this? Because it's a UK format that we've brought over. And has the process been exciting being a part of it?
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, it's as you mentioned, there's a cube where skill games, memory games are played inside it to win $250,000. You've got 9 lives to work your way through the games. But you have to, no safe zone. So if you want to go for $250,000, you have to risk $100,000 you've already won. Jeez. To do it, which means it gets pretty intense. But Haim and I first saw the show in China when we were shooting Gap Year Asia. we'd gone and filmed this really weird thing that didn't even make it to air, and we'd been on our feet all day, and we went for a foot massage around the corner before dinner, and they were sitting in the chairs, and they had this TV screen on it, and they were just showing the Chinese version of The Cube, and we loved it because the games are so simple, you can follow along without even knowing what they're saying, and if you don't like me, you can turn the volume down and just watch it for the games tonight, everybody. But it's fascinating to see whether they can pull off these games, and you know, 140 cameras to shoot the thing. So there's a lot of high tension moments in super slow-mo.
So you and Haim watched it. Was this the goal one day for both of you to host it? And you've just absolutely dogged him here. And he's going, hey, what's going on? You're like,
you've got Lego, mate. I'm doing this.
Yeah, I was just lucky enough to take the call first. It was one of those things where when Channel 10 reached out to me, I said, we've got this idea for a show to bring to Australia. I was like, yeah, I know the show. I'd love to have a look at it. So it was serendipitous.
Andy, I think one of the big things for me watching the show and seeing all the previews and ads for it is these challenges, they look like they're easy to do, but for some reason people have a meltdown when they're inside the cube. Why do you think that is?
Well, I suppose it's like goal kicking in footy.
Yeah.
It looks pretty easy to do, but if it's at the end of the game and, you know, the whole game's riding on it and you've got 100,000 people watching in a stadium, suddenly the pressure feels really different. And that's what this kind of show is designed. It's not so much about the game, it's about how people handle pressure. Mm. And some people go to water and it's my job to not laugh.
It's like an Ambrose and you haven't taken your last drive on the 18th, really, isn't it?
Exactly.
Well, I mean, that was, I had a theory. I mean, me and Nath are avid golfers and it's sort of all the pieces of the puzzle are being put together now. You've known about this show for a long time and then we saw you put the video up. This was just a way to analyse your swing with 360 degrees, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly. I did use the cube in my lunch break just for a few. For personal reasons. Hopefully I don't get charged back that much.
And you know, we spoke about our producer doing everything for us on the show. Right now we're talking about golf and she couldn't want to be further away from the show.
Apologies, Grace. She put me through and she specifically said no golf chat. And we've broken rule number one.
She actually also said to us, she goes, look, we get a moment chatting about the cube. Don't mention the ship. Then we were just chatting to you off air. The relationship. It's the same ship that you and Haim are on.
Yeah, on the Windward Bound when you travelled over the Tasman, coming down to Van Diemen's Land, down to Tassie. I mean, you had a little bit of a different experience in comparison to us.
We were disaster bound instead of Windward Bound. It was, look, we probably shouldn't have gone at the time. We got caught in a hurricane in the middle of Bass Strait. We all had got locked underneath when the swells got up to close to 10-metre swells in Bass Strait and the ship got busted. After the storm, we came up up on deck, and we saw land. We're like, yes, at least that's Tasmania. And then the captain said, no, that's Wilson's prom. We got blown back all the way to Victoria.
Andy, we saw, honestly, so we had finished our relationship. We came back in to the pier after we came up. It was a little bit windy, so Captain Sarah was like, oh, we'll bring it back
in.
And
then she,
afterwards, she's like, let me show you some of the photos of when Hamish and Andy came down on it. I'll tell you what, these photos, you and Ham were submerged.
Yeah, where we were standing, you're underwater.
Like, if our boss had seen that before we had done the relationship, there is no way that Sweet Chili Philly would have let us do that. So thank you for not getting in contact before we had done it.
No, I think there was quite a stern meeting going back in Melbourne about the fact that the things are getting really hairy, and they were saying, get one of the heads of the radio station at the time said, get them off the ship, get Hamish and Andy off the ship. And I was thinking, I'm glad that option wasn't available to me at the time, because I probably would have taken it because I was so sick and scared. But it wouldn't have been a great look if Hamish and I left the competition winners on the ship just in the middle of that.
Just helicoptered out of there. Sorry, guys. Sorry, it's not us, it's the boss.
Oh, Andy, mate, thank you so much for joining us. Of course, the Cube Australia continues Wednesday. That's today. 7:30 on Win. Andy Lee, we wish you all the best with it, mate. Thanks for joining us.
And you can check out my golf swing, Andy Tom Lee, on Instagram. Yeah.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.